Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's time for Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor.
Thank you for joining me today on Faith to Live By. This is Sue Taylor. You know, in the book of the Song of Solomon, it's all about a love story between a man and a woman. But it also depicts the love of Christ for us and His church. In verse 5 of chapter 1, the bride states that she is dark but lovely. This bride is comparing herself and her complexion to the lighter complexion of the city maidens. It was her lot and station in life, as you read this story, that she was a worker in the vineyards where the heat of the day had caused her to turn dark. She was not raised in the comfort and conditions of ease like the women of court in Jerusalem. Yet she knew her beauty had not been diminished by her manner of living. She said, "I am dark, but lovely." In her comparison to the fair ladies of court, she knew she was loved and accepted by her bridegroom. When given and accepted, love changes everything. Paul tells us in New Testament not to compare ourselves with others, for it can bring about a negative consequence. But in this story, she compares her beauty and lot in life within the boundaries of a great love. Isn't it wonderful that we too have this picture of God's love for us through our bridegroom, Jesus Christ? The psalmist cries out, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother did conceive me." In the love of the bridegroom, it matters not how you were brought forth or your station in life, beloved. For all are born into a sin-stricken world, even when you are conceived in the deepest aspects of love. It matters not that you were forsaken, abandoned, or, you know, for God ordained that you should be born, and that your station in life, maybe it started in a lowly manner, but God, He ordained that you should be born, and He declares to you, as He declared to His people of old, "Your fame went out among the nations because of your beauty, for it was perfect through my splendor, which I had bestowed on you, says the Lord God." He bestows His beauty and His splendor on us, beloved. When we are in Christ, we too are beautiful. Even when you call out, "I am a sinful man or a woman," as the man did in Luke chapter 5, the Lord reminds you, "Behold, you are all fair, my love. There is no spot in you." All fair. The Lord finds no fault in us because we are in Him. So are you in Him this morning, beloved? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior? You know, even when you despise yourself or the circumstances that you may find yourself in, like Job, when he said, "I abhor myself and I repent in dust and ashes," and yet really, there was no sin found in Job. Jesus, your bridegroom, stands beside you and repeats, "You are all fair, my love, and there is no spot in you." Job was in dire circumstances through no fault of his own, and he still repented. You know, God never leaves us in the dust and the ashes of life. That's why He sent Jesus. That's why the Holy Spirit came and stayed, to lift you up out of the ash heap and the dust and dirt of life. The problem lies with our neglect of turning to the one person who can keep us, Jesus Christ, and to recognize within ourselves, as Paul did, that I find a law of evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. You know, evil lurks at our door to taunt and turn us away from the great shepherd of us, his sheep. He is the door by which we all enter because he is the one and only one who can say, "Be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you." Beloved, it does not matter how dark your deeds and your life, past or present. What does matter is that you recognize and confess, as Paul says, "Know that in me, that is, in my flesh, nothing good dwells." And then we accept the truth that in him we are complete. We are perfect in Christ Jesus, as Colossians 2:10 and Colossians 1:28 states. We are complete in Jesus Christ. We don't have to be made complete. When we come to him, his life, as we walk it out, as we walk in the Spirit and we let Christ indwell us richly, we are complete in him. It's not our completeness that we dwell on, nor our beauty that we dwell on, but it's his beauty. It's his completeness that we dwell on. He is all we need, beloved, to bring us to the banquet table of love divine. When we are in Christ, we are washed, we are sanctified, we are justified in the name of Jesus, in that special, priceless name of the Lord Jesus God, and by his Spirit. And he, the glorious bridegroom, has done this for you and for me, so that we may proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light of love. You see, no matter how dark that you think that you appear or your deeds of the past may have been, Jesus Christ has called you out of darkness into the precious light of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. God has done this for you. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, you may be dark, beloved, or see yourself as dark, but you are lovely in the sight of your precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See yourself that way today, because he paid a great price for you, and he does not want you to stay in the dark, but come and walk in the light with him. This, my beloved, is faith to live by.
You've been listening to Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor. If you would like to write with your comments or to request a copy of this program for an $8 donation, write Sue Taylor, 10827 Highway 86 East, Neosho, Missouri, 64850. Sue Taylor is a member of the KNEO team and a keynote speaker at several church and women's events throughout the four-state area. To book Sue for your next event, contact Sky High Radio at 417-451-5636.
Are you a Christian who likes to read? If not, there's a whole world of Christian publishing out there that you're missing out on. I invite you to check out the Author's Corner podcast, where I talk to the latest Christian authors each week about their new book releases and what's coming next. So if you're ready to jumpstart your spiritual growth with the newest books and the authors who write them, check out the Author's Corner podcast with me, Roberta Foster.